Jakarta. At least 54 people were injured in twin explosions that ripped through a mosque during Friday prayers at a high school in Jakarta. Police say a 17-year-old student, who was also hurt in the blasts, is the main suspect and is undergoing surgery. The explosions occurred around midday at SMA 72, a state high school inside a Navy compound in the northern Kelapa Gading area. Witnesses reported hearing two loud blasts just as the sermon began, sending students and worshippers fleeing as smoke filled the mosque. Police recovered a toy submachine gun believed to belong to the suspect, marked with white supremacist slogans referencing the 2019 Christchurch mosque shooting in New Zealand. National Police Chief Listio Sigit Prabowo said investigators are examining the suspect's background, his home, and possible influences that led to the attack. Authorities are still determining the type of explosive used. Early findings suggest the blasts came from near the mosque's loudspeaker. Most victims suffered burns, hearing loss, and injuries from flying glass and debris. Jakarta Police Chief Asep Edi Suheri cautioned against drawing premature conclusions, saying it was too early to label the attack as terrorism. Investigators are also probing reports that the suspect was a grade 12 student who had been bullied and may have acted out of revenge. "We are exploring all possibilities, including whether bullying played a role," said police spokesperson Budi Hermanto. He added that many witnesses are still being treated, making it difficult to gather full testimonies. Videos on social media showed panicked students running across the school courtyard, some covering their ears as they escaped. Others were seen carrying the injured to cars for emergency treatment. Police have reinforced security across the capital but urged residents to stay calm. "Jakarta is safe and under control. We are providing trauma support for affected students and teachers while the investigation continues," Hermanto said.